Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we have an all-pundit show going with a great lineup. Mary Lau, Ray Bacon, and Andrew Diss. They're all here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going today with a great lineup. Mary Lau is here, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Ray Bacon is the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. And Andrew Diss is vice president of government affairs for the Morello Group. Pleasure to have you all here. Bill Dentzer in the Las Vegas Review-Journal wrote about the Nevada Climate Blueprint, it's a blueprint for guiding Nevada to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by mid-century, calls for the end of gas-powered heating and cooking in homes and businesses, buyback programs for high-polluting vehicles, and energy-efficient labeling for homes akin to how appliances are graded among 17 specific policy recommendations. What is your overall thought on this plan?
In a nutshell, cha-ching, follow the money.
You want to explain that a little further?
Well, you said in a nutshell, Sam. Part of it's not doable, and actually you got the expert sitting there in the room. His name's Ray Bacon. But it's anything to do with this climate change stuff, you're not going to change nature. You're not going to change what is actually happening planetarily with suns and spots and all this other stuff. But it's going to be extremely expensive. I don't know that it's doable, and I don't know that it's going to work because the plan doesn't include nuclear in any way, shape, or form. And nuclear energy is the only really fuel efficient and perfect energy, and the byproduct of having medical nuclear medicine, they call it, is a worthy cause, and it is what has helped. Europe is going away from a lot of their sustainable stuff, and they're looking more at nuclear again. But again, I'm not the expert on this show.
Well, we will get to Mr. Bacon here in a moment, but Andrew, how does the gaming industry look at this, at least from your perspective?
Well, about a year ago, we left NV Energy. We used the 704B exit process because we wanted to be greener for cheaper, and the free market put out a lot of options for us to do exactly that. And we're also seeing a lot of demand from large convention groups who want to come to the property that know that they're running off of sustainable energy. So it's the way the industry is going. In terms of other government mandates, I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I haven't taken a look at the plan that you mentioned, but the industry is moving in that direction.
All right. When you look at the cost, is there a cost benefit, to this for the industry, or does, like you were saying, is it just a demand from the customers that they want to see more green?
Well, for us, because we were able to utilize those options outside of NV Energy, our costs are substantially lower than what we were previously paying. And we can control our energy mix. We can say we don't want to have any coal, we only want to use solar, we only want to use wind. It's up to us. And the costs are given to us at the market rate then and there, and we can line up that cost in real time. And that makes a huge difference for us rather than trying to plan out months ahead and trying to bind up on the market. So there is a substantial cost benefit to us.
Okay, and did with NV Energy, with other companies, reached out and tried to negotiate deals after the company said they were leaving? Did they reach out to you guys? And if so, why didn't that work out?
It didn't work out because the offer wasn't good enough.
Ray, Mary has now anointed you as the expert, and indeed you are. So give us your thoughts.
There's going to be a lot of progress that's going to be made, but if you take a look at the overall pollution numbers and really dissect them, automobiles are still number one, okay? And residential homes and things like that is way down the list. Industrial gas usage is, and industrial usage is still a huge factor. But imagine trying to run a cement factory. Cement accounts for 20% of energy consumption.
Really?
Really. Total. Worldwide. Global.
That's stunning.
That's stunning. Okay. When you start talking about converting cement factories to electric furnaces and things like that, I don't think that's going to work. So it's a great thought process, but when you get to reality and things like that, there's places where it just doesn't work. I don't see a steel factory turning to all-electric furnaces. There's a lot of it, but most of that's the remelt process and not necessarily the initial conversion into iron and steel type situation. So it's a great thought process, but you probably can't get there.
Okay, so Mary, if states are mandating this, what choice do industries have?
Leave.
Well, what they've done typically in the government, and Andrew, thank you for bringing that up, is they killed any energy aggregators. They killed the way it was done in Texas and stuff. They haven't passed the bills that allow people to aggregate and allow people to get a cheaper price. So you're still stuck in a system that they're demanding a change to, but it's going to cost the average taxpayer more money because they will not put it in a way that is most effective and cost effective for everybody. Right now, we're too busy subsidizing and too many people are making too much money in the wrong direction.
Andrew, one of the things that's mentioned in this blueprint is that, for example, you won't have a gas cooker at your house. I personally am totally against this just on that basis alone. Do you not think that the public is going to respond very negatively to this, especially increased costs? I mean, to be serious for a moment.
Yeah, to use that example, Sam, I don't know how you're going to be able to do a big commercial kitchen operation only using electric and not using gas, because it makes a huge difference when you're cooking for mass amounts of people. But at the individual residential level, absolutely. I use gas, and it's a huge benefit. But when you get down into the weeds and you're trying to tell people what you can and can't do, what kind of appliance you can and can't buy, that's where you're going to start to see some pushback.
One of the other things, Ray, is that a lot of these things are being pushed by people who will not be in office 50 years from now, 25 years from now. And so it's easy for them to say, yes, this is the goal. But when we're actually getting there, it starts to fall apart, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, when we get down to the short strokes and things like that, that's when it falls apart. If you go tell the people in California that we're going to have to double the number of transmission lines that we have across the state, especially through the wooded areas and the forested areas and things like that, to get to the transmission levels that you're going to have to do that, I'm guessing right now that there's a whole section of California. It's called all the mountain areas and a big chunk in the south. I'm guessing you can't sell that program there because, quite frankly, PG&E and SoCalEd have both done a terrible job of managing their transmission lines.
Mary, a lot of people are saying that Governor Sisolak basically looks at what Governor Newsom is doing and wants to copy it here. Do you share that view?
Well, it's an interesting thing to observe, but they are part of the Democrat Governors Association, so they're doing what the association does. I mean, it's not the buddy system that it's been implied to be between Newsom and Sisolak. A lot of the stuff is a lack of guidance and a lack of knowledge because we've had such turnover. So they're going with the experts in their associations, the same way as AG Ford goes with the attorneys general. I mean, all of this stuff is being run by think tanks. And we did sign an agreement on COVID to work together with the Western states. And that's a repetitive thing too. It appears that way, and it's a funny meme, but politically, I don't think it's true.
Andrew, one of the things that the Democrats have looked at post this election is the concerns that people had about several of the programs that they were pushing during the election cycle, at least on the left side of the Democratic Party, the extreme left, things like the Green New Deal. As the costs start to come out, as we're seeing in this discussion today, do you think that Democrats are going to have to take another look at this and perhaps back off a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you see the amount of stimulus that the country has spent in the last year, the bills start to add up. And if you add a gargantuan new government program like the Green New Deal to that, we're never going to be able to pay for it. I mean, you talk about the benefits, but how do you get to that point where it's going to be paid for? Is private industry going to pay for it? Is the government going to pay for it? And a lot of these plans just aren't based in reality.
And Ray, when you look at China, India, they are looking at their own industrial revolution right now. And they look at the United States and say, you had yours at the beginning of the 1900s. You don't get the opportunity to tell us that we can't have ours.
Well, and that's the point. When I mentioned the 20% of total energy consumption is concrete. The big chunk of that is in India and China, quite frankly, a lot more than it is here. And we're still growing a lot too, but there's the number of cement factories in China in one province is more than we have in total in the entire country. And a whole bunch of our cement monkey business is now done because of energy consumption, because of pollution. CEMEX is the largest, I think the largest producer total in this country as far as delivered cement, and their cement factories are in Mexico. And so consequently, we're playing apples and oranges. We're moving the pollution and moving the power consumption and things like that to meet energy goals, but that doesn't mean the total energy picture changed one iota and things like that. So you can't get the numbers that you need to get to without doing some major things that the environmentalists are going to go nuts. We have all kinds of, you know, fall in this place as far as water and stuff like that. Yeah, it doesn't run all year long, but we probably would need another 20 or 30 hydro projects in this country to make up for the nighttime power usage. And can you see that happening in rural Nevada? Not a chance.
Mary, isn't this where energy credits come in, where you know, we don't have to do the savings ourselves, but we get the credits and sell them, and therefore it helps our bottom line? I mean, Tesla would be a good example of that.
Well, bigger companies, I said, follow the money again. Bigger companies can take advantage of this, but it's always the middle-income taxpayers that suffer the load. Some people can, some people can't. So it's not a benefit for all, although they're saying, you know, saving the planet Earth is a benefit for all, that kind of stuff. But the blueprint that is laid out for something like this does not really help everybody at every step of the way. And it puts the United States back in the position of spending the money for other countries to clean up their act. So I see the point. I see where there's the very, very, very smart thinkers, the Elon Musks and stuff like that, with enough money or enough government subsidies to be able to take advantage of it, but it still doesn't trickle down. and the inconvenience. We're going to start seeing brownouts and everything else before this stuff is all over.
Well, and Andrew, we did see that this summer with PG&E having to cut back and shut off power, and then NV Energy having to respond to that. So, I mean, this is not something that is...
Let me correct that.
Go ahead.
PG&E making the decision to cut power, not having to cut power. They made the decision to cut power and things like that. They didn't have to cut the power off.
So
they
why
just didn't? They didn't, because they couldn't stand the liability of another fire.
Okay, Andrew, you get the last word.
Well, that does create energy imbalances that do affect us, because we import energy from Idaho, California, surrounding states. So it does have an effect on Nevada consumers.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with this great panel after this timeout.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with a great Power Pundit panel today. Andrew Diss is here, Ray Bacon, and Mary Lau. Andrew, the Clark County Education Association wants higher taxes for education, including higher gaming taxes. Where is this going? Is this going to be the big battle of 2021 of the session, or does the economic condition in the state say not a chance?
A 44% increase on the industry that has been the hardest hit by the pandemic makes absolutely no sense. Hopefully, if it gets to the point where, you know, the legislature has to, you know, find a middle ground or to do away with the proposal, I would expect them to do so. I think if it was to go in front of the voters, they would cast it away without a doubt, because they can see just how hard hit we have been. We have laid off and permanently furloughed, you know, people that staff our conventions and our group business, because we don't have the business levels to justify it, and we're not permitted to, quite frankly. But when you look at the visitation numbers in this state, both Reno and Vegas, they're substantially down, and to raise taxes by 44% in this climate, it's just going to do a lot more harm than good. And let's be clear. Not a single penny of that money is going to be directed to education. It just goes to the general fund. So when they were out collecting signatures and telling people that this money was going to go to schools, it's just a bald-faced lie.
Ray?
I agree with his comments, by the way. But let me just add to the thing. You've also had in the last couple of weeks, NSEA came out and said, remember, NSEA and CCEA are still in a competition as to who can be more radical. So NSEA comes out and makes the comment that they should be first to get the COVID shots. Let me see. The last time I knew, the infection rate in schools is minuscule compared to the infection rate of people in the medical community. I'm sorry, the teachers' unions in this state are out of control, they're arrogant, and as long as they continue to fight between the two, it's not going to get better, and they're going to come up with bad ideas, most of which are not doable.
Okay, but Mary, when you look at the makeup of the legislature and the majorities for the Democrats, you know, who are they more concerned about, the gaming industry or the teachers' industry?
The progressive industry right now. I mean, the teachers' union is going to beat their chest, and I agree with Ray and Andrew on this one. It's not practical. It's not really doable because there are too many needs. Now, right now, you know, there's been subsidies that have moved into those areas. They're, you know, Sunday, I think it was, Mitch and Nancy Pelosi were talking, trying to move something forward. It becomes a moot point if the state gets bailed out of expenses. But right now, there's too many needs and too many masters because the Democrats in office have turned a little bit more progressive. You can see that in their committee assignments and stuff like this. But there's too many places, and we're really dealing with that ubiquitous shortfall again. It's a shortfall to the increased budget requests that people are putting in, as well as a shortfall that was what was there. So when you talk about draconian cuts, you're talking about a cut to their wish list, you know, and it's the same game that we always play, only this time there's no people with any more blood to give. Andrew's absolutely right. Gaming can't give anymore. Mining made their own deal. Mining's still working on something that happened from the legislative, the special sessions. But right now, you've got too many places to put too many things. And CCAE has bought themselves a lot of trouble by doing what they've done. And we're not even in the classroom yet. We're not going to be in the classroom for a while. So I think they need to rethink their strategy, because I believe even the public is going to oppose trying to tax more people and put more people out of work.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going here, a great one with Andrew Diss, Ray Bacon, and Mary Lau. Andrew, you had a follow-up point.
Yeah, Sam, I was just going to say that I hope what this does is it sparks a conversation about what you can and can't say to somebody when you ask them to sign a petition. Because I was approached on both the gaming tax and the sales tax increase, and the person's sales pitch to me was that all this money is going to go to education, it's going to go to the schools, when not a single penny of it is actually slated to do so. So hopefully the legislature attaches some more stringent requirements on what people can and can't say.
And what do you think the chances are of that happening?
Let me just add on this whole thing.
By 30 seconds.
If the state of Nevada had an education system that was among the top 10 in the country, I think they'd have a case. But as long as we're in the bottom three in the country, they don't have a case. If you take a look at what goes on in some of the charter schools, Eva Moskowitz, anybody that's out there, go read something that Eva Moskowitz has done, because she's taken the buildings that were obsoleted and no longer in use in New York City and busting every rule in the world and just producing kids from high minority districts that are going to college. And so consequently, it can be done. It's just not done here.
And with a little pounding of the table, Ray makes his point. Mary, you get the last word.
What he said, what they both said. I agree with it completely. And we have not changed education. We have to change initiative petitions. We have to clean up election laws. This last election showed it. I mean, half the world is not going to believe the results, no matter which way it is and will be.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. Terrific show. We'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.